This is K-Drama Time with Vinvi, a podcast where I get to talk about different Korean dramas, movies, and their most interesting scenes. This podcast is for those who are in love with Korean dramas and movies. Endless juicy gist is coming your way in a jiffy. Do well to subscribe using any available podcast app so you don't miss out on any beautiful moments. Please leave a review whenever you listen. Thank you. Hello everyone, welcome back to another wonderful episode of K-Drama Time with Vinvi. It's been a long time. I know I haven't been consistent with my uploads for weeks right now, but it's just that I've been so tight, I've been so busy, different things have been happening, work, moving, like so many things has been happening in my life, so that's why I haven't been posting like as usual. Alright, I'm going to like merge two episodes right now, episode 8 and 9, so I'll be reviewing 8 and 9 of Nevertheless. Okay, in episode 8, I wasn't really moved because I didn't see like so much character development with Nabi and Park Ji-eun, though there was character development with other characters like Oh Bitna, Ji-won, So, Oh Bitna's boyfriend. But for Park Ji-eun, Nabi, I don't know, they just keep messing with our head. But damn, I like episode 9 because Nabi now realize what she wants. She knows, I wouldn't say she just realized, because from the onset she had known Park Ji-eun isn't good for her and they won't have a happy ending. But right now she realized it very well and she's taking action, because in the previous episode, even knowing this relationship isn't going to work, she was just trying to keep up, but right now she's so done and I'm happy. Everyone is just so happy when Nabi, you know, spoke up to Park Ji-eun. Oh, the hug, our potato guy. If you are team potato, say hi. I'm team Do-hug. I want the both of them, Do-hug and Nabi, to end up together. I'm not spilling. This is not a spoiler review, so I'm not spilling. Go watch it and see what's going on. Episode 9 is really worth the watch, because I started becoming tired, was it in episode 6 or 7, because there was no character development with Nabi. We just thought, yeah, Nabi, you're beautiful, you're smart, you should know your world, but no, she kept going back to Park Ji-eun. So I felt reluctant to watch episode 9, but someone just said check it out. My friend Manola said, oh, she's so happy about episode 9, I should go check it out. And when I watched it, I I can definitely tell you all that episode 9 is an upgrade. It's a big upgrade. Everyone, like, they just upgraded everybody's character, like the character development of all, each and every one of the cast there just blew me away. I'm happy So and Ji-won are together, Bitna and her boyfriend have reconciled, the other graduate students liking each other, Nabi coming back to her senses and realizing the relationship she has with Park Ji-eun is just not worth it. And I don't know, like, there's one thing I like about this drama is that it's not predictable. I'm telling you, I can't even predict what is going to happen at the end of it, because definitely I don't think Nabi will end up with Ji-eun. Like, if she ends up with Ji-eun, people will so hate Nabi's character. And why do I also feel she might not end up with Do-hyuk? Because right now Nabi needs to work on herself. she needs to love herself more before she starts craving love from outsiders. And I think it has to do with childhood traumas. You know, she's distant from her mom, she lacks love, so whenever someone like acts good to her, is nice to her, she falls easily. But I would really love her to end up with Derek, but he's her childhood friend, and his likeness and love for her is genuine. Park Jae-ho is just one confused fellow. He's so confused, like, you know, some humans, but I don't want to say some men, some humans, they don't want to love and treat you right, but when they see other people, you know, trying to make you happy, they get crazy. And that's what is wrong with Park Jae-ho. His character is so selfish. And I think this soundtrack, Love Me Like That, I Get Defensive and Insecure, man, I think the soundtrack, the lyrics is from Park Jae-ho's point of view, because most of the things being said is just like about Park Jae-ho. Like, he wants you but he doesn't want to stay committed, you know, all this. Anyway, just go watch it. We have one episode left, which is going to air on Saturday, and I'm going to miss some part of this drama. Yeah, I'm going to miss some part of this drama, because some episode just pissed me off because of Nabi and Park Jae-ho's madness. Other characters, I love them, they were just carrying the show. But you see, Nabi and Park Jae-ho, their back and forth relationship really got me pissed off at some point. But episode 9 is to die for. It's great, I like it. So thanks for listening to my review of episode 8 and 9 of Nevertheless, and let me know what you think about it, about all the characters, the development. It's Nevertheless is a very real drama. Just forget that Nabi and Park Jae-ho were stressing us, but it's one of the realest Korean dramas I've ever seen, because it's very relatable. Everything going on in drama is so relatable and real. That's why I like it, and that's why I didn't even drop it when I started getting angry at some point. So let me know what you think about this episode in the comment section of wherever you're listening from. My Instagram page, don't forget to follow, it's K-Drama Time with Vinve, and my personal Instagram is Vinve_. Everything, I'm going to put it down in the description section. So thank you once more, don't forget to like, comment, share my podcast with our fellow K-Drama lovers, and I'll see you in my next review. Like, tonight I'm going to review two more dramas. After this I'll be reviewing Penthouse episode 9 and 10, The Devil Judge episode 13 and 14. So I'll get going now. Bye. Thanks for listening to K-Drama Time with Vinve. Please subscribe to our podcast wherever you're listening from, and also follow us on Instagram. Thank you.